Sinead, along with her brothers Peter and Kaijay, who passed away in 2022, and sister Tiger Lily, came to the Cheetah Conservation Fund in 2010, when they were approximately 3.5 weeks old. They had lost their mother after she was found hunting livestock on a farm and killed. Luckily, the tiny cubs were located and confiscated by the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism and brought to CCF right away, as they could not have survived very long without their mother. Nicknamed the OK Cubs because they came from Okakarara, the four of them settled in very quickly to their new life at CCF. Under the watchful eyes of Dr. Laurie Marker, Dr. Bruce Brewer, and a team of keepers, they thrived and grew quickly. Sinead was always known as the princess of the group. She would often lay very ladylike with her front paws crossed, and she was very picky about her food. She would definitely not eat game meat, and her cuts of meat had to be just right. Sinead had a very special way of letting her keepers know when she had accepted them. She would come across and lean slightly against them, known as the Sinead lean. For every keeper, this was a very special moment. Despite being almost 15 years old and the oldest residents at the centre in Namibia, Sinead and her siblings still enjoyed a weekly run on the lure system. Although one round was enough, and for the rest of the day she would spend relaxing. For that one round, she could still run as fast and as good as any of the younger cheetahs. It was always impressive to witness every time. Sinead had had chronic gastritis for a couple of years. Older cheetahs sometimes get gastritis, which is the inflammation of the stomach lining and means that they can't digest their food properly. If given regular pieces of meat on the bone, the meat would pass through undigested. So for the past few years, Sinead has been on a special diet of mince, water and a powder called Digestes, which helps digest food faster. She was also given other supplements to ease her stomach issues. Sinead didn't mind this easy meal and ate it gladly, as long as it was prepared correctly and just the right amount of water. Otherwise, she wouldn't eat it. She would still once in a while get a bone that didn't really have too much meat on it, so she could chew on it and keep her teeth healthy and clean. Being an older cheetah, we also wanted to keep a close eye on her health, so she was trained to participate in medical procedures, such as voluntary injections and tail blood draws, made possible with positive reinforcement training and a good bond with her keepers. Her and her siblings had blood draws done every month, just to keep an eye on their kidney and liver values. At the beginning of February, Sinead didn't have as much of an appetite as usual and was less active. We did a blood draw and saw that her kidneys weren't doing that well. Despite the best efforts of the vet and keeper teams, giving her extra subcutaneous fluids and different medications to help her out with her kidney problems, Sinead unfortunately passed away on the 16th of February. It was a sudden loss and extremely sad for everyone that knew and worked with Sinead. She was a very special cheetah, a great ambassador for her species, and will be dearly missed by Dr. Laurie, Dr. Bruce, past and present keepers, and everyone who had the pleasure of meeting her. She will always be our princess, and we will remember her for her grace and gentle nature.